This is St. Louis Public Radio. One of the bragging points of the Better Together plan was the benefit to economic development. But now that the plan is out the window, what does that mean for the future of the St. Louis region? 5 years ago, Brian Murphy co-authored a study for Better Together, and he found that fragmentation was hurting the whole region. St. Louis Public Radio's Corinne Ruff spoke with Murphy about his study and asked him for a baseline assessment of how we're doing now.
From an economic development standpoint as a region, we are not doing very well, particularly with neighbors around us who are making investments in their infrastructure and trying to move forward to attract new people and also attract commerce jobs, quite frankly.
You co-authored a report on economic development and the state of it back in 2014. So how did you become involved?
I'm familiar with a number of the folks that were working on the staff of Better Together. Nancy Rice has been a longtime friend of mine, and we worked together in the administration of Vince Schemel. I am a former director of community development and business development for the city of St. Louis, so these are some issues that I've been involved with for most of my professional life.
At that time, you were charged with sort of looking at the state of economic development in the region. What was most striking to you about what you found?
We were highly fragmented. There are so many different municipalities. And as a construction contractor, I've got to deal with that. You go to one city and it's a different permitting kind of discussion, different levels of competency by staff, depending on who they are. Small towns or little villages don't have the level of complexity that some others are able to understand that. We also found out that we were just kind of swapping things back and forth. There was really no growth. It was just, you know, one city would offer tax abatement or some sort of economic development incentives to another company, and they would move, you know, 2-3 miles away or 4 or 5 miles away. Well, you're not growing the region like that. You're just swapping jobs back and forth. So somebody loses, somebody wins temporarily, but you give away all your bargaining power as a region.
One of the big messages from Better Together was that it would give one vision to get behind in terms of economic development. It also seems like that's something other people in the business community are trying to do independent of government. You know, we've got new organizations like Alliance STL. Do you see any promise with what these organizations are trying to do, or do you think it really needs to be a government-led effort?
No, the private sector has their responsibility here. And a lot of the failings, quite frankly, that we're having on the government side, I think, can be laid at the feet of the private sector. But you've got to have somebody that's able to go out there and educate the citizens and say, hey, look, this is what we've got. Now, is it going to be some sort of a business group? Is it going to be a quasi-business group, a government group? You know, I don't give a damn who it is. Just get it done.
There were sort of some smaller, more practical things that Better Together said that it could do with economic development. One of those was centralizing and streamlining business licensing processes. Do you think that that's something that the city of St. Louis and the county could still do?
Right now, I don't know what the city and the county could do. Yeah, but I tell you what, I'm a member of the Associated General Contractors who led some efforts to try and do some permitting processes and make those easier in the county. It was like pulling teeth. The parochialism and the fragmentation, everybody wants to be the king, it gets hung up in that. So yes, there's some smaller things that could be done that should be done.
So really, what do you think is going to be the major economic development impact from slashing Better Together?
More of the same, I guess. And more of the same is not good. We've got to do a better job or the region's not going to grow and thrive. And if you're not growing, you're dying.
So you're a local business owner. You don't sound very optimistic about the future.
I got to tell you, it's disheartening. You know, when I drive 3.5 hours across the state and look at Kansas City, they just have a spirit of people working together, the business leadership and the community. Certainly they're fighting about some of the same things we're fighting about, but they're actually getting something accomplished and your economy is growing.
Would you ever consider leaving St. Louis?
Probably not me. I'm 64, so maybe my next generation might consider doing that. Look, I love St. Louis. You know, even though I'm a little disappointed the way things went, I am certainly going to continue to commit myself, and I've been active in this community and will continue to be active in the community. So, no, that's not going to happen.